With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
I push our story forward, praying for a Christmas miracle that my husband will come home.
Matthew Marrero, husband of Alan Dabrio Marrero, the Caymanian being detained by ICE, whose story we reported on earlier this month. Unfortunately, his wish was not granted as Alan remains in detention. Matthew says this saga all began with Alan moving to the U.S. because of his fear at home.
He came here seeking asylum because of his LGBT issues back in the Cayman Islands.
Alan's case raises the question of whether Cayman's past treatment of the LGBTQIA plus community contributed to his current circumstances. Not far from the days of banning gays from disembarking their cruise ships in Cayman, but in 2013, when Alan left, Cayman had abolished its old sodomy laws, although key protections were still missing. By that time, another Caymanian had already fled for the same reasons.
At the time, there was... from what I can recall, no kind of support for queer people in the Cayman Islands.
Billy Bryan is a Caymanian trans woman and now acting president of Colors Caribbean. She says the fear and stigma she faced as a young trans person made leaving Cayman feel like the only option.
I was beaten, I was accosted, I was reported. My child was taken from me and put in foster care because of the fact.
While same-sex intimacy between adults was legal and the Bill of Rights was in force, the age of consent was still higher for same-sex activity. There was no explicit ban on discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity, and same-sex couples had no recognition in immigration or family law. Billy says the law on paper did not match the risks people faced in daily life.
It does put you a great risk when it comes to things like employment or safety, whether that's in public or even with certain family members. You walk with this paranoia and fear constantly. If you don't know where to turn to, you have no one to depend on.
Like Alan, Billy tried to seek refuge in the U.S. and things went similarly.
I myself was detained and deported by U.S. Border Patrol 15 years ago. Under the same circumstances, really, I was trying to seek refuge from my own country, the Cayman Islands. Was in the U.S. with an American spouse, with a child, and they separated us at the border, and I've not been able to return since. So, yeah, I know exactly what the struggle is like. I know how much trauma it can induce.
Back home, political and religious leaders were still fighting efforts to recognize LGBTQ rights. In a 2015 marriage debate, some at that time, MLAs, used language the Human Rights Commission would later call hate speech, labeling same-sex relationships as, quote, evil and, quote, unnatural, in addition to suggesting that LGBTQ people should be removed from the islands. The Cayman Ministers Association formerly opposed adding sexual orientation to the Constitution and fought immigration recognition for same-sex spouses. Dr. Leonardo Raznovich, legal counsel and president of Colors Caribbean's Cayman chapter.
Even in 2015, the situation was one in which there was clearly a witch hunt of LGBTQI plus people, whether they were Caymanians. Or
community advocates also complained that police downplayed or ignored homophobic harassment and violence, concerns the police commissioner would only publicly acknowledge years later.
Remember the debates in Parliament, I was given the most variety of names by MPs, from Pig, from Johnny Come Later, from suggestions that I should be deported in the middle of the night, being taken by the police and put in a plane back to where I belong. I think, you know, the situation obviously was dire back then, but things have moved in the right direction. And this has been precisely because of the work of the LGBTQI+ community that at one point said enough is enough and then start working towards, you know, a more diverse and inclusive society.
Since Alan and Billy first left, Cayman's legal framework has shifted. Same-sex partners can now register civil partnerships, and in 2025, the UK's Privy Council confirmed the governor's powers to bring that law into force, firmly establishing a partnership regime for same-sex couples here. Some church leaders who once opposed recognition now stress that Cayman is safe for everyone. Chair of the Ministers Association, Pastor Torrance Bob.
Particularly as a pastor, I may not like someone's lifestyle, but that does not give me authority to take offensive action against them. Everyone has a right to live.
Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.